Matthew chapter 22, a new chapter. Matthew 22, the marriage supper is mentioned here. Let's begin by reading chapter 22, verses 1, 2, and 3 together. And Jesus answered and spake unto them, saying, again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king made a marriage for his son. Verse 3, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Now notice verse 1 there. Questions at bfdc.org at 856-361-9018. Give us a call. Question or comment, or just say hello. Glad to hear from you. Notice Jesus answers and spake unto them. Yeah, Dan.
And we have one from Albuquerque.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not directly related to the Bible study, but
Robert.
Related to the service class tomorrow.
All right.
It says, I received an email about the theology class starting tomorrow. I was checking the schedule and was wondering if the start date was moved up a week since it showed class resuming on the 9th. If so, do I need to do any preparation for the class? I didn't see the new bulletin for the class. Thanks. The class that's going to be on tomorrow is a continuation of the class from the previous about 5 weeks ago. And we didn't finish the material, talking about a very, very deep subject of the counsel of God, you know, the decrees of God and so forth. And so we were going to continue on. So but what the class says for the 9th will be for the 9th. We're still on the previous lesson, finishing up that lesson. So there's no additional preparation. Maybe just review. I guess it's page 100 to 106. I don't remember the exact pages.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be exactly right. But review those previous pages for the class. So that's the answer to this question.
All right.
We'll do it in the half support.
Very good. Well, thank you, Robert Robinson from Albuquerque. Okay. Now notice in chapter 22, verse 1, his answer spake unto them again by parable. Who's the them refer back to from verse chapter 23?
The
multitude? Is it?
People, the multitude?
Could be the multitude. What else? Could it be?
Disciples.
The
Pharisees.
Disciples, could be the Pharisees. They perceived the stake of them and they sought to lay hands on him. They were angry. What parable did he say in chapter 23? What was the parable there, the gist of it? 21. Thank you, Anna. What parable was it?
The vineyard.
All right. He let out the vineyard, the man that owned it, let out the people to take care of the farmers, and he wanted to come back and take the proceeds of it, some fruit. And what did they do with the servants?
Killed
him. And then they finally said, I'm going to send my son. Certainly they'll honor my son. Give me some of the grapes. What did they do to the son?
Killed him.
So this stake of, they knew that he was speaking of them, these Pharisees, that were going to kill the Lord Jesus Christ, or would kill him, reject him. So then, I said, stake again on the parable. What is the parable? How would you define that? Right, the earthly story with a heavenly man. So it's sort of an illustration. So in parables. Now remember, he didn't say straight out to the multitudes his teachings, but he did speak parables. Well, the multitudes, the disciples now, he spoke very plainly and clearly. And so now in verse 2, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. Like unto what? What's this parable?
A certain king
said a marriage for a son. Now, the king wanted people to come to the court. Dan, go ahead.
When you finish the thought about the king.
Well, that's all right.
Another message from Albuquerque. He says, by the way, greetings to you, your family, those in attendance, and watching via the internet. I had a good time in Florida with my son this past week. I'm going to start listening to DBS messages tomorrow. Thanks for posting them. The typing messages on the phone is tough, but I know she will get the hang of it. I'm going to try to join everyone tomorrow for the theology class. Take care, and God bless, and praying for you all. Robert
Robinson from Albuquerque. That's way to Robert out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Very good.
He's one of my Facebook people.
Well, Facebook people are missing weight. And Robert, I'm very glad that you tuned in and listened, that the messages are available by sound, sermonaudio.com. Folks, everyone will listen. All the 11 messages are right there. Just click on message 1, message 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. I number them, and you can hear every one of them. So, sermonaudio.com. That was up yesterday and today, so we're going to do it. Right, in chapter 22 of Matthew, in verse 2, like in the king of marriage for a son. Silas lets us have their sons marry, and he had a marriage for his son. Verse 3, what does he do after he prepared for this marriage? By the way, it's a lot of preparation to prepare for marriage, as all of us know. What did he do in verse number 3 in regard to this marriage?
He sent out invitations,
I guess. Okay, but first he sent for what? Okay, this was a means of an invitation by means of servants. Why didn't he send them by video or by email or telegram?
They didn't have it.
That's right. So the servants, what was the purpose of the servant? What was the servant's mission? King's servant.
Have them come.
So I have to call them. Who's the them refer to?
It's the invitees.
All right. How to call them? Yeah,
it sounds like it's
been
a difference to call them that were busy. It sounds like you were already invited, and then they
would
not come.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not.
But you want to call them that were busy. That's true. It's still a wedding.
They were coming. They were
boycotting
the wedding.
All right. What was their response, these people who were asked to come to the wedding in verse 3? What was their response?
They didn't
come. Now, what's the picture right off the bat? First, the Lord Jesus Christ and the future and Israel and various things. What's the picture right off?
His own people,
and so his own people, the Jews, and his own people. That, by the way, he came under his own. That first own is neuter, his own thing, the creation. In other words, he came, God became man. And his own, that's masculine, his own people, received him not, but as many received him, then they came to power to come to sympathize with him and then to believe on his name. It would not come. Can God force a person to be saved even today?
No.
No, he doesn't. You know, he it's possible for him to do it, but is that his method? Force. Is that his method? Force?
Are you asking God,
is it God's method to force people to believe on Christ and be saved? No. What must it be instead of force?
Free will.
Free will. The people must accept, must receive. So these people here, they were invited to come to this wonderful thing, like the kingdom of heaven. We might apply it to salvation of age, though kingdom of heaven is of the future, but like the kingdom of heaven. And they would not come. What does that mean? They would not come.
They weren't willing.
To refuse, they weren't listening.
They weren't willing.
That word is what is willing. Yeah, they weren't willing to come. Let's read verse 4, 5, and 6 together. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them what you're bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways and to such a farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them frightfully and slew them. All right, then verse number 4. Bad group of people. Who is this he referred to? He again.
The king, the father,
sent for other servants. Now, why did he choose other servants? Why did he send the same ones on?
Maybe they had a bad experience.
What else?
Maybe they're tired out.
Maybe tired out. What else? Maybe these were servants that maybe they would listen to these servants. First servants, maybe they were just lower level, but now these are maybe. But there are other servants. Other servants saying,
what? Come on, I just prepared my dinner.
By tea.
All things are ready. Come
so, apparently they had a huge feast in the Jewish religion in the early days there. What did they have for dinner? What did he prepare?
Oxen and fatlings.
What are fatlings?
Cows.
Now, what was he trying to motivate them for? What was his motivation to get these dogs enough?
Meal.
Food. Sometimes food draws people. You invite them to food, especially the freebie. Free food. Just pile it on. But we'll see that that did not work. But another What did they do, these that he invited? Come to the marriage. That's the invitation. Come. Now, let me ask you this. He didn't just say, for all those who were invited to come. In verse number 5, what was the response to this invitation?
They made light of it and went their way.
What does it mean to make light of it?
Make fun of it.
Joke around it.
They didn't care.
They did not care. And not only that, but they went their ways, different ones.
One to the farm.
The merchandise for the store, see? Each people are
back.
Whatever they were doing, they didn't come to the wedding. Maybe they weren't hungry. Maybe they weren't hungry enough, see? Maybe they already had food stamps from the government. They didn't need to have this food, the free food, from this man, the king. And then in verse 20, verse 6, the remnant. What is remnant? Yeah, Dan, excuse me.
Well, remnant is just what's left over.
What's left over. All right.
You have different aspects of remnants, examples of some remnant.
All right.
Fabric and so forth. The remnant of this, the remnant of people, the people that are left. I wonder if this said that a certain king, is the word certain here in verse 2. I'm not sure about if this is trying to typify the place. We have former prophets, a lot of prophets as far as God is coming. He sends prophets to people to tell them about the Messiah, to tell them how they're to live, tell them how they're to act and behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is the promise of the marriage of the Lamb yet in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And these prophets, both the former prophets like Samuel, a lot of prophets like perhaps Jonah or whoever it might be, these are the ones that are coming and telling the people of God, telling the, of course, doesn't say that,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if it's alluding to that mm-hmm. in this passage.
I think it's right, Dan. The king is the father, and he's inviting people to come, and the prophets to prophesy the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah who would come, and Isaiah, and all these other prophets who prophesied the Savior, and the servants, those that the king sent forth, to apply people to come under the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and accept His Messiah. That's right, I think that's the application. God the Father is the King, and the servants will be those that He prophesied through the Scriptures. So the difference is that, yes, Father?
So when it says in the second verse, he is like a certain king. I know it's a parable, but it sounds like there was an actual king.
It could be a certain king like other places. It could be. So this verse 6, we talk about the rent. Those people who were left, what did they do with the servants, the second batch of servants?
Treated them
spitefully and slew them, killed them. Now, isn't that something? What sort of a reaction is this? Here's a king who invites people to come to his king's marriage feast with food, all kinds of abundance of food, and they refused. But not only that, the servants that came to invite them, they slew. And of course, as Dan said, they slew many of the prophets of the Old Testament, and they put them to shame. And they killed their, not finally, they killed the Lord Jesus himself as well. So these are terrible murderers, is what they did. And spitefully used them and slew them. Now, let's read verse number 7, 8, and 9 together. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. He sent forth his army and destroyed his murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways and the many as ye shall find and bid for this wedding. Find verse number 7. When the king heard what?
How
the servants were treated, how they were slain. So what was his reaction?
Angry.
Angry, wrath and anger. Just completely burned up about the thing. Was that a proper reaction?
I think so.
Certainly, that would be a reaction. Somebody kills and murders your servants. And so the Lord was angry at people who murder his prophets as well. The same thing by analogy. And then what did he do in verse 7? What did the king do?
He sent his armies.
His armies. What did he do with the... He destroyed those murderers. What did he do with the town and city? Burned up the city. Now one day, the...
They must have had a... put a slow burn on the food.
A low what?
He learned to put the food on low.
Low burn to wait for the food to come.
He did all this stuff on
and before the wedding, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
He said for him.
Now one day, of course, those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ will be sent to hell during the tribulation period. It's going to be a terrible thing. God is going to judge those who reject his servants, the prophets and the apostles and all the different ones that have ministered in the New Testament. Burned up their city. But in verse 8, what did he say to his servants this time? The third group of servants, apparently. What did he tell them? In verse number 8. What did he tell them?
The wedding is ready.
So it was ready to go, even though we went to kill all these other people. So on this, now, as for on the food and the slow burn, it said, so they're ready to... Excuse me, let me get this. Yes, hello, I'm Marie from Canada. Yes, I think that's true. The marriage supper of the Lamb, and one day the Lord Jesus will come with the armies and will put down the opposition at the end of the tribulation period. And there will be many who will suffer, but those, it's a picture, I think it's a good picture of that, as Dan has mentioned, and I think that's really the Revelation 19 as well. So the wedding is ready in verse 8. They which have been are not worthy. What does that mean? They that have been are not worthy.
They rejected the invitation.
If they had accepted it, they'd be worthy, but people have rejected, just like today, those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ are not worthy. It's not that God doesn't want them to come into Christ to be saved, genuinely saved, but they reject, they make light of the whole invitation. That's a terrible thing. And some people do. They curse the gospel message. They say, I don't need Christ. I'm good enough. I'm going to get to heaven myself. You can't do it. If you go to the Bible's heaven, you got to go the Bible's way. And his way
is... That's what heaven there is.
That's right. But you know, the real heaven, the Bible's heaven. But you see, man has got his own heaven. See, made up by man. Not that that's the real heaven. There's only one real. But they have their own happy hunting ground, like the Indians, right? So pray for other people. So they are not worthy. Well, none of us are worthy, actually, but because of that. Then in verse 9, what does the king tell his third group of servants to do?
Going to the hallways and singing.
As men out, did he limit it only to the elect or certain group of people?
As many as you find.
That's the picture.
They
were invited initially. They were invited initially, but anybody. And that's, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. And so, as many as you find, and what are you going to tell those that you find? In verse 9. What are you going to tell those that you find?
Come to the wedding.
Come, bid. What does bid mean?
Invite.
Invite to the marriage. Well, we're going to stop right here at this verse, but this is a picture of parable. And those chief priests and Pharisees that he's talking to, they were the ones that they were probably wrong against. Yeah, Bob?
I have a personal experience that illustrates this. When we had the church in Newton, which is in a house there, and I invited, and David Campbell was graduating from high school, and I thought it would be nice to to something for them. So I invited the young people of our church. And I think I sent a written invitation to them, and it was RSVP. And it was nice. It was David. And I remember I cleaned the whole house. I remember. And I wanted to do my very best and made a meal and everything. But nobody RSVP'd. Nobody. But I just, today I would have called them. Mm-hmm. But I thought, well, you know, they're supposed to RSVP and I'm not going to. And I just had a feeling maybe no one was going to come exactly. So when it was time to hear one, no one did come. No one came. And except David. And I told him, so you ate, it was just like the rest of us. You had to eat with us, had all our children eat with us that weren't at the age group. And I think Mr. Cooper, and anybody had to eat. Just like this to eat, so we can do something. It was one of the rudest things I'd ever not one of the rudest, but very strange.
Strange.
But anyhow, the very same thing, I went out on the highway telling them to come in, anybody that would come.
Oh, you did? You invited?
No, I asked you. You know, people that
yeah, they weren't even invited. Me. Highways and byways.
For the teenagers.
Right.
We had a small church, but it must have had a few, you know, teenagers.
Yeah.
Young people.
Uh-huh. That's a good invitation. Good for the
illustration. Exactly, but I didn't want to kill them.
No, you didn't tell anything, no.
No, the one that issued the invitation that I want to kill was the one.
Right.
The recipient, the one that we invited,
was
the one for killing.
Any other comments or questions on this section before we.
I mean, it does seem as though it has some type of relationship with Christ and all those different things. I'm going to prophets, the Lord Jesus Christ and all those different things, because later on, in the verses following, we're going to find out about their punishment.
Yeah.
You know, or similar. You know, some of them reject what God has offered to them.
Mm-hmm.
First, the gospel was given offered to the Jews,
mm-hmm.
the Hebrews, and the Hebrews didn't want it.
Right.
You know, the other passage of scripture, you know, they slay the prophets. You know, they killed them.
Right.
And that's how they treated the prophets. They did not want to hear. But the message that they had from God.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to plug their ears. Yeah. They cover their eyes.
That's section one. We'll pick that up, I'm sure, next week too. Thank you, man. Any other comments or questions before we close? Well, let's close then with a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for thy word. We thank you for those who responded. Take care of us, Lord, as we close and bring us on the Lord's Day, and may it be a blessing. Help us and may we guide our lives as please be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Rob. I wanted to thank the service anyway. I haven't been able to make it so often these things.
Yeah, we missed you, Rob.
Good to see everyone. And thanks for your prayers.
So tell us about you. How are you doing? How are you doing in your health and so on?
Well, the doctor I went to today, and he's going to give me a series of
Chicago, Illinois, way over Chicago. Thank you. All right. Well, we've had a closing prayer and a closing comment, so
we'll see. This class is this Friday.
This Friday tomorrow. at 3 to 4.30, right, Dan? 3 to 4.30, is that it?
Yeah, that's right, 3 to 4.30. 3 to 4.30. Tuesday?
Tuesday
from
4.30.
4.30 to 5.30.
Is that
okay?
Yes, in the Wolf.